Of all the work parties, the one we hated most was collecting rotten coconuts. We loaded them onto trucks to be dumped into a swamp. If we were lucky, the coconut sprout served as a handle, but more often, the thing fell apart, spilling stinking coconut milk over us. We made sardonic, absurd jokes about the vital, essential, classified work we were doing for the war effort, and about the profundity and wisdom of the orders we received. In short, we were becoming Asiatic, a Marine Corps term denoting a singular type of eccentric behavior, characteristic of men who had served too long in the Far East. I had done a good deal of complaining about Pavuvu's chow and general conditions during my first week there. One of the veterans in our company, who later became a close friend, told me in a restrained but matter-of-fact way that until I had been in combat, there was really nothing to complain about. Things could be a good deal worse, he said, and advised me to shut up and quit whining. He shamed me thoroughly. But for the first weeks on Pavuvu, the stench of rotting coconuts permeated the air. We could even taste it in the drinking water. I'm still repulsed, even today, by the smell of fresh coconut. The most loathsome vermin on Pavuvu were the land crabs. Their blue-black bodies were about the size of the palm of a man's hand, and bristles and spines covered their legs. These ugly creatures hid by day and roamed at night. Before putting on his boondockers each morning, every man in the 1st Marine Division shook his shoes to roust the land crabs. Many mornings I had one in each shoe, and sometimes two. Periodically, we reached the point of rage over these filthy things and chased them out from under boxes, sea bags, and cots. We killed them with sticks, bayonets, and entrenching tools. After the action was over, we had to shovel them up and bury them, or a nauseating stench developed rapidly in the hot, humid air. Each battalion had its own galley, but chow on Pavuvu consisted mainly of heated sea rations, dehydrated eggs, dehydrated potatoes, and that detestable canned meat called Spam. The synthetic lemonade, so-called battery acid, that remained after chow was poured on the concrete slab deck of the galley to clean and bleach it. It did a nice job. As if hot sea rations didn't get tedious week in and week out, we experienced a period of about 4 days when we were served oatmeal morning, noon, and night. Scuttlebutt was that the ship carrying our supplies had been sunk. Whatever the cause, our only relief from monotonous chow was tidbits in packages from home. The bread made by our bakers was so heavy that when you held a slice by one side, the rest of the slice broke away of its own weight. The flour was so massively infested with weevils that each slice of bread had more of the little beetles than there are seeds in a slice of rye bread. We became so inured to this sort of thing, however, that we ate the bread anyway. The wit said, "It's a good deal. Them beetles give you more meat in your diet."